The purple wristbands the Canadian women's soccer team wore during the She Believes Cup to symbolize its fight for equality will be on show worldwide during the FIFA April international window. FIF Pro, the union representing professional footballers, says women's national team players will wear the purple wristbands, in a show of collective solidarity and desire for positive change. The union notes the Canadian women started the trend, symbolizing equality, to publicize their labor dispute with Canada Soccer. Ahead of the She Believes Cup games in February in the U.S., the Canadians also wore purple t-shirts with the words, "Enough is Enough," etched on them. The other teams at the tournament also wore the purple wristbands, as did Canada coach Bev Priestman. Too often, women's football players are having to sacrifice or risk parts of their careers to effect necessary change, even though this change centers on basic and fundamental rights such as fair treatment, respect, and equality, FIF Pro said in a statement Thursday. The union did say progress, at the highest level, has been made recently with FIFA saying it is aiming for full equality for the 2027 Women's World Cup. With this commitment ready to be enshrined, FIF Pro and member unions will continue to push for and support progress towards equitable conditions at national level for players around the world, FIF Pro said. The sixth-ranked Canadian women are currently in France, preparing for an April 11 friendly against No. 5 France in Le Mans. Marie-Yasmine Alidou has replaced the injured Quinn. Canada Soccer said Quinn, a midfielder who goes by one name, was dealing with a previous injury and did not come to camp. Alidou, a 27-year-old midfielder from St. Hubert, K., plays for Famalicão in Portugal. She has one senior cap, from a 1-0 loss to Spain in February 2022. The game against France is the lone fixture for the Canadians in the April international window. Priestman is preparing her Olympic champion squad for the World Cup, which kicks off July 20 in Australia and New Zealand. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 6, 2023. Neil Davidson, The Canadian Press.